said something to read was the letters of the masters. You said.
I wouldn't start on those.
No, okay.
Start on something. I'm going to send Gunnar a list of books that I think are worth reading, you see.
Okay.
And that will not, you won't have to switch your ideas when you come to sort of maturity, you know, when you get into the deep thing. With me, what I had to do was scrap so many ideas that I'd taken years and years and years to discover and think up and thought I was getting on the rails, you see. And then I had to change it all. Now I think that's so disheartening. Life's fairly short and you can't waste 25 years.
Oh, but you didn't waste it, did you?
Well, I suppose not, if you look at it like that.
I was just wondering what the names of the writings were.
I'm going to send them to Gunnar, a long list.
These letters of the masters.
The letters of the masters are entitled The Mahatma Letters to A.P. Sinnett. Thank you. Yes, published. They used to be published by Ryder, but they're now published by the Theosophical Publishing House. And those letters, incidentally, no thank you, are real letters.
The things come off.
Gunnar?
I don't know what happened.
You were leaning forward.
Yeah.
The restrictions.
Those letters are real letters, and they're in the British Museum, and I happen to be a trustee of them. And there's a pile so high.
Oh, I see. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's for the whole life, the rest of the life.
Exactly. And so much, yes, word, every word, many times. And I don't understand a quarter of it. Not deeply, because there's too much there. Well, there's a section in the book called Philosophic and Something Teachings, isn't there, in the middle of it. You know, I don't think anybody in the ordinary human stage can understand a lot of it. There's terrific dissertation on energy, for example. Some parts are very scientific as to what latent and potential and kinetic energy is. And the master tries so hard to get you to be able to understand. And I have been through scientific training, you know, and understand the mathematics of the thing. And I think I know all about energy and power and so on, but I can't understand this. And yet he gives simple examples about firing a cannonball up the hill, you know, and it lodges on the hill. What energy has the cannonball got? And I'm not quite sure what point he's trying to make, whether it's got any or whether it hasn't, but you've only got to give it a push and it can kill someone down at the bottom, so it must have some. You know what I mean? But quite what the points that are making, they're so subtle you can't follow. I can't.
But you will sometimes.
I hope. Yes. You keep trying. Yes, the whole thing is to keep trying. Yes. That is it. Mm.